Thanks for tuning in to Americana Music Profiles. It's Season 3, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine in print and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com online. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's join in on another great conversation with one of the Americana music industry's super talented artists. Brevard, North Carolina is home to bluegrass band Carolina Blue. In this episode of Americana Music Profiles, we catch up with one of the founders, Tim Jones, as we talk about their latest CD, Sounds of Kentucky Grass. Well, hi, Bobby. Welcome to the program today.
Hey, Greg. Thanks for having me here, man.
You bet. Yeah, good to talk to you. So you are, you're in Brevard, North Carolina, is that right?
Yes, sir. Born and raised.
Yeah, you guys have a pretty good festival that happens down there every year.
Yeah, the Mountain Song Festival, which we're lucky enough to be a part of this year.
Now, has that happened yet? We're currently talking, it's early September. When does that normally take place?
It's actually the 8th, 9th, and 10th, so that's this coming weekend.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, that's great. Yeah, and looks like maybe you guys will get the festival in before the weather hits.
We hope so.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little bit of a sticky situation when all that rain happens.
Yeah, no, I understand. It hasn't been a good thing, but we'll keep believing and praying for good things for everybody, and hopefully you guys will get that festival in under the weather. So tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you get started in music?
Well, when I was a senior in high school, I had a lot of friends who played guitar, and they would bring their instruments in. It was toward the end of the year when we really didn't have a lot going on as far as schoolwork. And I just really, really became interested in learning. And so I took my graduation monetary gifts that I got, and went and purchased a guitar. And,
oh, cool.
A couple of instructional books to learn by, and just kind of taught myself how to play. And I think that was in June, and by September I joined a gospel quartet as a guitar player.
So, oh, cool.
So I've been really fortunate.
Yeah. And how long ago was that?
That was in 1995.
So okay.
I'm sort of telling my age here, but it's been about 22 years.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that there were other band happenings for you along the way?
Yes, sir. During that time with that quartet, I met Tim Jones, who was playing with a family band that was called the Spiritual Lights out of Brevard, North Carolina also. And he and I hit it off, and I, in fact, left the quartet and went to play with the Spiritual Lights. And at that point, I played with those guys for about a year, year and a half, and then I got hired by Roy Chapman, who was he's a pretty locally famous bluegrasser.
Okay.
And Tim Jones followed me, and we've been together ever since.
And how long has your current band, Carolina Blue, been together?
We're celebrating our 10th year this year.
And tell me how you guys got together. When did that happen for you?
Well, Tim and I were working together with Roy Chapman, and I went by Woody Platt, who's the guitarist and lead vocalist
for
the Steep Canyon Rangers.
Yeah.
I went by to pitch him some original songs, and he liked the songs but suggested that we cut an album with the songs on it, and I'd never done anything like that before.
Okay.
You know? So we did the album, and he produced the record, and the rest is history. I mean, the radio got it, started playing it, and we started getting some calls for gigs, and we didn't even have a group.
Wow.
we formed our group around that album.
Okay. All right, cool. And then you guys went on to win the South Carolina State Bluegrass Championship, right?
We did. We entered that competition in 2011 down at Reno Fest, and we're fortunate enough to walk away with a victory with some pretty serious competition that we were up against. But we're really thankful that that happened for us.
Sure, yeah. So you... What is out on the road look like for you guys? I'm guessing that you guys still have some daytime commitments that you have to take care of. So do you get to tour, weekend touring, or do you guys get to go out for longer stretches of time?
It's thus far just been weekend touring for us. You know, the future's looking bright for us.
I'm guessing that would be that's one of your goals, is to be able to do that full time.
I think so. Eventually, I know that's hard. There are not many groups that are able to do that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's from what I understand, it's of course, it's the bluegrass world is you know, it's hard to make that jump, but a lot of people get to do that. So certainly hope you guys get a chance to do that. We love the music, and you've got a new album out, right?
We do. It's called Sounds of Kentucky Grass, and as of this week, it's sitting at number one on the Roots Music Report traditional chart.
Yeah, that's awesome. Tell me how that album came about.
Well, Tim Jones, who's the mandolin player, his grandmother was from Kentucky, and she had a brother named Lawrence Lane, who was pretty famous in that area during the Vietnam era.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim promised her toward the end of her life that he would at some point do a tribute album of Lawrence's music. And we knew that we were probably getting close to getting signed by a label.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to do that, so we went ahead and decided to cut the album. You know, during the midst of that, we got signed by Four Mountain Records.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the album's been a success so far, so we've had a couple songs on the charts already, and as I said, the album's number one right now on that one chart, so we're really fortunate.
Are the most of the songs originals?
They are either were all written by Lawrence himself or songs that his band recorded.
Okay.
So they were all not so much original. It's probably 80% original.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys
material by Lawrence?
Do you guys write within the band yourself, the rest of you?
We do. Well, Tim and I primarily do the writing, and you know, we record about 90% original material.
Mm-hmm.
So with this one exception of this album that's current.
Okay. Tell me about that process for you guys. What inspires you, and you know, where do the ideas come from for the songs you guys write?
A lot of the music is old music that we, you know, have written 10, 12 years ago.
Really? Okay.
And it's just, you know, we find an appropriate time to record them.
Uh-huh.
So these
are songs that you guys wrote when you were doing duet projects and other things before the band came to be.
Right. I mean, we're working on a current project, and we've got songs that I wrote like 11 years ago on here.
Uh-huh.
Same,
okay.
Same with Tim. It's just, you know, we try to figure out if the song fits with the recording well, you know.
Yeah.
Of what we're trying to do. And also we're doing a lot of co-writing. We started co-writing a couple of years ago, and we've probably written four numbers together, and we're going to have one of those on our upcoming project, which is really exciting as well. I mean, we decided a long time ago, you know, Bill Monroe is our favorite, but we can't make a go in this business recording Bill Monroe's music. We've got to record something that's new and that's ours.
Right.
But we're trying to stick to Bill Monroe's format pretty closely, you know.
Right.
We feature the fiddle instead of the dobro.
Uh-huh.
You know, and a lot of times we feature multiple fiddles on our albums. So we're trying to stick to the groundwork that Monroe laid, but at the same time doing our own stuff.
So you would call yourself more in the traditional style instead of the newer progressive flavor?
Oh yes, sir. Very, very traditional. You know, that's just the way we learned. That's all we know how to do.
Right.
Basically, is that hardcore traditional stuff. But
yeah,
it's still very relevant, you know.
I mean, of course. Yeah.
A lot of festivals have booked for traditional, you know.
Yeah.
I love all types of bluegrass, but it's just the traditional. It's what we what we love and what we do. And I think, you know, the bluegrass, it's like a big circle that evolves, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It came around, went real progressive in the 70s and 80s when, like, Sam Bush and the Seldom Scene and Olden in the Way. And then, you know, Oh Brother Where Art Thou hits, and it swings back around to traditional stuff, you know.
Right, right, yep.
And now we see it going the other way a little bit, you know, toward more progressive stuff. But we feel like there's a place available for everybody, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
We're hoping so, anyway.
And I think I read where you guys got to play with Tim White on Song of the Mountain here not too long ago.
We did. We made our first appearance March 2016.
Okay.
Because that just aired, I think, March 2017. So we recorded the show in 2016. We're really grateful to be asked up and hoping that we'll get to go back again in 2018.
Yeah. What was that experience like for you? Had you done anything like that before?
Never really any TV.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, as far as standing on stage and playing for folks, it was, you know, that's pretty natural and pretty easy for us.
Mm-hmm.
But when they stick you in front of a camera and start asking you questions, it's, you know, it's tough.
Right, right.
That's a new thing for you.
So I think we were talking a couple minutes off air. So all you guys still have daytime commitments that you do and trying to hold down a regular job. Do you what do you see the future for you guys as a band? Do you have some goals you're working towards? Is there a 5-year plan in place, so to speak?
Well, we were told when we started our 2016 release, which was in 2015, that's when we really started trying to push our band for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were told by several folks, you know, you're looking at 5 to 7 years before you really, you know, get to where you want to be in this. And we're in year 3 now, and
mm-hmm.
I think that's probably accurate. We're doing a lot. I mean, every year it's just like we make great strides. And you know, I've got this bucket list of things that I wanted to, places I wanted to play and things I wanted to do. You know,
yeah.
We played Song of the Mountains, which was a big deal for us. We got signed by the record label. We've had a number one album now, so things are just getting crossed off at a pretty ridiculous pace.
Yeah,
so,
that's cool.
I think we're right on that 5-year schedule if things keep going as well as they have the past couple of years.
Yeah, yeah. So what's next? This album has been out how long?
It released first week of June.
Okay.
So I think June 10th, actually, the second week of June.
Yeah.
So it's been out a couple of months, and we are getting ready to start another album, which,
okay,
unlike the one that's current, this will be, you know, a bunch of original songs written by Tim and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And We're looking to release that probably late in the year next year to give this album some time to fly. Probably an IBMA release for 2018.
Oh, yeah.
It's
okay.
Kind of what our plans are.
Right.
We just want to give this one. This one came out at a time where it's not really relevant to awards this year, but it will be next year. So
mm-hmm.
we don't want to kill that by releasing another album.
Sure.
You know,
yeah,
early in the year next year.
Yeah. And the new material still in the traditional style, or will you swing one way or the other a little more?
It's going to stay right where it's at. We're enjoying some good success with the traditional bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's right where we want to stay. You know, we're country boys. We sing about country things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the issues, you know, like in those original traditional songs by Monroe and Ralph Stanley. I mean, those kind of songs are relevant to us.
Right.
So I think we're just kind of going to stay the course we're on for the time being and see where that takes us.
And what part of the country, if folks want to see you, where do you find yourselves most? As North Carolina being home base, where do a lot of your appearances take place?
A lot of North Carolina, but primarily the Southeast. We've played a lot of Virginia and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
We actually made our first trip to the Great North. We went to Maine this year.
Oh, cool.
Spent a week up there. And, you know, they're just crazy about traditional bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
The further north you get, the more
mm-hmm.
traditional they like it seems. So, but you know, we're expanding. We're with Wilson Pickens booking and promotions now, and I really expect to see, you know, our radius, playing radius, really expand in the
sure.
next couple of years.
Yeah,
we're just excited to see what the future holds for us. But our schedule can be found on our website at carolinablueband.com or on our Facebook page.
Okay. And I'm guessing that that's also how people could reach out and get in touch with you, maybe to buy a copy of the latest CD or get in touch personally maybe with some email questions.
Absolutely. You know, we sell the CDs on our website, and you know, either Facebook or email, you can get a message to us. Anybody that's interested in booking us, all that information is on the website. You can call us, or you can call Melanie Wilson at Wilson Pickens. All that information is readily available.
And tell me that website again.
It is CarolinaBlueBand.com.
Great. Well, thanks, Bobby. I appreciate the opportunity to find out more about you guys and let our listeners get a chance to hear about your journey, and we wish you much success.
Greg, thank you so much for taking the time out for the interview. Really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.